What you see, ever since this morning, I've an anger in me that is not new to me, but it feels like it reached a certain level today. And the reason for it is the chaos that erupted on the first day of school, just like any other school, just like any other high school. At the Weschool Wurfelfall, kids showed up for school. Not politicians, not criminals, not leadership, children showed up. Some of them were there for grade 8, first time in high school.
Mm-hmm.
How were they welcomed to this school? By protesters, including members of the EFF, ANC, disgruntled parents, hundreds of them, chanting struggle songs and, of course, accusing the school of perpetuating racism and then demanding access to the Weschool Wurfelfall. This then led to assault, and this then eventually led to rubber bullets being fired. This all as kids looked on. Kids on both sides of the fence looked on. These kids will one day, hopefully, be still around to run this country. But the parents, this is how they act. This is how the EFF acts. Mm. Once again there for the publicity.
Mm.
Now, apartheid were, and I can tell you one thing, we need to respect our judicial system. It's one of the few things we still can respect in this country. We need to respect our judges. And trust me, I had a look at what the judge had to say about this whole situation and why the department lost the case. They wanted 55 kids who speak English to go to Afrikaans school. The judge questioned this and said there are two other schools right next to this school, General Smuts High School and Phoenix High School, that are willing to take the 55 pupils. Why don't you send them there? And the department said, no, that's not what they tell us. Now, apparently, these school principals of these two schools were intimidated by the Department of Education in Gauteng. They were intimidated when they first said, we can take the kids, and then they said, no, we don't want to take them, we can't take them. I'm telling you now, as I sit here, and you know, I'm a liberal person, that school, Weschool Wurfelfall, was targeted by the Department of Education because they are Afrikaans.
Mm.
No other reason. Dis 'n Afrikaanse school, en dit is waarom die Departement van Onderwys op hulle gefokus het, to make a political point. So here's my vraag to the EFF, the damn ANC Youth League, the ANC, and everyone else who was protesting there. Why aren't you protesting at the offices of Panyaza Lesufi? Why aren't you asking him why didn't he build more schools in Gauteng? Why did they not build more schools? Why? What were they doing? What were they doing over the last few years? Did they not expect kids will come to Gauteng? Where are the schools? Why are you not protesting there instead of waving a placard around saying, we fought against Afrikaans before, we'll fight against Afrikaans again? Is Afrikaans the problem?
No.
The problem is Panyaza Lesufi and his Department of Education. Let's take it one step further. What about the schools in the townships? Why do parents not want to send their children there? Because there are no resources. Because there are no teachers. Because the headmasters are asleep most of the time.
Mm.
Because SATU runs those schools and allows nothing to happen when it comes to standards of township schools. That's why people want to send their children to schools that are not in townships. Where is the problem? Is Afrikaans die probleem?
Nee.
Is die hoërskool Wurfelfall die probleem?
Nee.
Is die regter die probleem?
Nee.
Is rasisme die probleem? Maar om weer eens to go out and say, let us take the crap shit service that we give to this country, the fact that we don't know our ass from our elbow, and blame minority groups for it. Once we screw up, it's not our fault, it's minority groups. It's your fault. That's why this is the situation we find ourselves in. Go and protest at Lesufi's office. Go and protest at the offices of SATU. And then hopefully, maybe, there'll be some form of solution to the lack of schools in Gauteng. Amen. Ek voel beter.